Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Taking it up until 10 o'clock this morning. We got ourselves a big one tonight. Heat Celtics Game 6 Eastern Conference Finals. Heat down 3-2 in the series. Looking to keep this thing going. Bring it back to Miami on Sunday night. The Heat look banged up. They look weathered. They look haggard. They look tired. They can't score. They can't shoot threes. But you know what they have, Leroy? Marcus, you want to know what they have?
Please.
J-Fig, you want to know what they have?
Yes, I do.
What does she? What does she look? Why does she look like a NASCAR flag?
It's, I don't know. It's just checkers.
Is that what's on the shirt? A flag?
No. MTV.
MTV. Oh. Solid.
You know what they have?
Tell us, please.
An opportunity. That's what they have tonight.
I thought you were going to go with the guts.
Yeah, me too.
No, I mean, why say things that go without saying?
Hmm. Wow. Sorry.
You know, they have an opportunity.
How are you going to use that line?
What?
Why say something that doesn't need to be said? Yeah. You always say it had to be said.
Some things do have to be said. Some things do have to be said, especially when people are lashing out, like, you know, Jennifer, Steve, Marcos.
Wow. Wait, Jennifer was lashing out.
Oh, you were lashing out on the text line.
When? I was asking what was going on.
No. I could tell the disappointment in your face, in your text.
True.
I could see it. Yep, lashing out. That's fine. Listen. We gotta put aside the lashing out because we got a business trip tonight. All right. Even if Kyle Lowry is waddling like a penguin, we got a business trip tonight. It's all happening for us, baby. Jimmy Buckets.
I love the way people make a big deal out of nothing.
Look, I was waddling out.
There's probably half of the guys that get off that bus that are waddling like that from being on that plane and playing basketball for the last 5 months.
Well, Leroy, I saw everybody walk off that bus, and he was the only one who waddled like that.
Is he the only one that's 37?
Nah, PJ is. But PJ...
And PJ, how's PJ walking?
He just tells his body not now.
Well, that's during game time, not getting off the bus. He don't tell his body not now getting off the bus.
I think PJ always tells his body not now.
I mean, why does PJ talk like he's been screaming for 7 days?
I don't know, dude. I don't know the origins of his voice. I don't know why he's got the Calais Campbell. I don't know.
Wait, what are you talking about? I don't know the origins of his voice.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why he sounds like that. He sounds like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right.
Vinny V.
Whoa,
says
Vinny V. What are you doing?
You know what? J-Fig, make a note. Because I've been doing this lately. Vinny V. You're banned. Wow. Not from Twitch.
Didn't you ban somebody else yesterday?
Not from
Should
Twitch.
Take notes.
He's banned from the parade. Oh. That means, Vinny V, I better not see you celebrating, okay? You're
no
banned.
No pots and pans for Vinny.
No pots and pans for you. Anybody else who wants to get on this Twitch chat, anybody else who wants to text, or if anybody else wants to call, they want to turn in their guts today, and they don't want to be part of tonight, good. But let me tell you something right now. Don't watch Game 7. And don't you dare watch the NBA Finals, okay? Either you have the guts and Big Spoon! Big Spoon has the guts.
He has the guts.
Okay?
Tell my friend I say hello.
She said, what guts?
Exactly. What guts? I don't even need guts. I'm so prepared for the night. That's how much guts Big Spoon has.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something right now. Either you have the guts and you support this team tonight, or don't watch Game 7 and don't watch the NBA Finals. You're either in or you're out. So I'll give you one last chance, Vinny V, or whatever the hell you want to be called.
I'll give you yellow pages.
Yep. That's a yellow card.
By the way, so I said, do you have the guts? And she did the South Florida thing. Who are they playing?
Solid.
The Celtics. She goes, yeah, I got the guts.
All right.
That's right.
She's in.
That's all I need.
UCF Andy says Zaza lost his guts yesterday. Call him out.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Not surprising.
Zaza was like, I don't feel real confident.
All right. Well, you know.
Should I put him on the list?
Guess what?
Yeah.
You know what? I want it to be known. Whenever they give out their championship rings, I hope they engrave on the side of his ring, fraud.
Yeah.
Fraud. Or coward. How about that? Why don't we engrave?
Or, you know what? They put Tobin on the side of his ring.
They should. They should put my name on the side of his ring.
And then he has to gift it to you.
I hope they engrave coward on the side of your ring, Zaslow. You not having the faith in tonight. Okay, dude. Don't have faith. That's fine.
Put NGZ on it. No gut, Zaslow.
Yep. Ooh. NGZ, dude.
I like that one.
That's bad news. Bad news for your fortitude.
It's rough.
What?
Yep.
No. No.
Yep.
You can't get no.
Yep.
That was terrible.
Give me a point, Marcos.
No.
No, the you point bad, was for
he
Leroy.
Used fortitude.
Point for Leroy. No.
The point was for Leroy.
I'll take it.
Point for Leroy.
Honestly, I never got your back, Leroy.
Boom.
Yeah, not surprising. She's been lashing out at me for like the last 24 hours.
It's true.
I sent one text.
I was so shocked when I read that. I was like, wow.
You're not even on the chat, Marcos.
Shh, shh, shh.
Yeah, it was that stunt Steve. He was stirring up trouble, Marcos.
Hey.
It's true.
Oh, Steve out of nowhere throwing haymakers from the clouds.
Peeking his head up. Yeah,
see what old stunt Steve got to say.
Peeking his head up like a prairie dog. Causing trouble.
Called you an old hypocrite.
Yeah.
Not a hypocrite.
And most people just talk trash. He came at it with some video evidence.
Whatever, dude. Video evidence. Video evidence of a different time.
What'd you say? Wasn't me.
No, it was me. That's the thing. There's no there's nothing you have to run from when you're honest, okay? No.
There's nothing you have to run from when there's video evidence.
Dude, but if you're going to take it out of context, like a
how
charlatan.
How you take it out of context?
Because you're not going to mention that this was in the Dark Ages.
Didn't you get boxed in last night?
Nope.
You know, in the chat.
Actually, Leroy got boxed in.
I think you got boxed in.
No, Leroy got boxed in.
No, I didn't.
You agreed with me.
That doesn't mean I got boxed in. I never disagreed with that.
That's a box, dude.
No. If I disagree with what you were saying, right, and then it's proven to be true, that's a box in. But if I never disagreed, you can't get boxed in.
Incorrect. If you went into things with a little bit of sass like you did, and then you get boxed in, that's a boxing, dude.
But I didn't disagree.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I said, if I'm honest, Spo getting out coached by a rookie, unbecoming of a top 15er.
Okay, and then what's my following text?
Easy to be better coach when you have the opposition playing this bad. Heat are down 3-2, not because they're playing better, but the Celtics aren't lighting it up. I said, all fair, but I'm not the one who says no excuses. Spo is boxed in.
No, I'm not boxed in.
You're boxed in, dude.
How am I boxed in? You're
boxed in.
I never disagree with you.
If you come around to my side and you agree, that's a boxing. Amazon Prime.
A boxing is when you take a stand and then you're proven wrong and the other person
you
is
did take a stand.
Right, that box you in.
You did take a stand.
I didn't disagree with what you said.
Nah, you kind of did, though.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I didn't. Now you're making imaginary boxes.
Nope. Nope.
The standard boxing rules are, boxed in rules are.
I'll see you in 48 hours on my patio. Amazon Prime.
You've been boxed.
What are we doing, Marcos? That is not a boxing.
It's Amazon just not Prime. Like he was not on the chat.
Nah, I was there, dude. It was messed up.
He's lashing out.
And actually, J-Fig and Stunt Steve hit me up before, and they're like, watch what we're going to do to Tobin. And I was like, that's a bit
not much. Not surprising.
That was a bit much.
You know,
y'all in cahoots?
Yeah, two lashed potatoes.
I love a good cahoot.
Show me the receipts, Marcos. Show me the receipts.
Bad signal. Camera's got to be fixed.
Hey, yeah. Hey, I love a good cahoot every now and then.
I love cahoot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Game night.
Somebody says, "Why does Wendy have a piece of aluminum foil tacked to the wall behind him?" Can you tell us, Marcos? Are you watching Windhorse right now?
That's not aluminum foil. That was breakfast.
What is he? What does Windhorse have? Is Windhorse on TV right now?
Right now is Luca, but I believe Windhorse is reporting from a closet.
Wow.
Yeah, no, okay, I'm looking at him now. Let's see, let me give you the description. He's in front of a gray wall with what looks like either a piece of aluminum foil or a child's drawing right behind him. It's a very tight shot. He's covering about 83% of the little box he's in.
What is this Windhorse where he goes off and he's like reporting from Best Westerns? I don't understand this.
Someone please increase the budget.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, I see him. I saw Windhorse.
Stephen A. is staying at the Fountain Blue, and they put Windhorse up in Motel 6. We'll leave the light on for you.
Dude, they have ESPN has so many people there covering the games. It's a little ridiculous.
Even when I went to a game, and they had McNutt, Jalen Rose, you know, for like an hour before the game.
Yep.
And that's not counting the crew that did the game. With the halftime reporting, it was ridiculous.
And they got like seven reporters. I was sitting like two seats from Zach Lowe. Low post. This is headphones on the entire game. It's a little weird.
Why?
I don't know.
Why is it weird?
Big headphones. Don't you want to hear the atmosphere? What are you, a baby?
I can't, like, when I do hits, they asked me if I had earbuds. I said, yeah, but they fall out.
He was wearing them during the game, and I was like, "What are you, a baby at a monster truck rally?"
Maybe he's listening to the broadcast.
Maybe
he likes Jack's calls.
Not Jack's.
Struce juice.
No, hey,
Struce juice. Let me tell you something right now.
Uh oh,
Max.
Yeah,
I love you. Okay, you're handsome.
And Max, I'm gonna say something else that could change.
No, it can't change. Once you love forever.
Really?
What?
You what were happened so to wrong. Gogi?
Yeah, you said Gogi was dead to you, if I'm not mistaken.
He betrayed me.
How did he betray you?
So then you don't love forever.
So it changed.
Well, I still love him. I wish we had him right now.
That's a boxing. That's a boxing. When you make a stand, you say something, and then you are proven to be wrong.
I'm not wrong, though.
Boxed in.
Yep.
Minus one for incorrect
no,
box.
No.
Minus one.
Because you can't go out there and give me a box for me having an opinion about Goran Dragic joining our rival. I'm not allowed to be mad. What am I not allowed to be mad? I'm not allowed to be honest with my heart.
And then 3 months later, you were trying to get him back.
I always will love Gogi. And I will.
I muted him. For sass.
For sass.
Point for Jay.
Hey, it's funny. Your lips moving, but I can't hear nothing.
It's okay. I heard it in my heart. That's all that matters.
What?
Yep.
What did you? What?
Might I be do love Gogi. Yeah. I do
it with your heart.
Stop nobody, playing. Nobody you ever loved has done something that that upset you.
Be careful.
Sure.
Okay.
What does that have to do with Gogi?
So he did something. I love Gogi. He did something that disappointed me and hurt me, but we're good now.
So when the team that he plays for, that you actually root for, determines they don't want him anymore, he's limited on the teams that he can go to?
Yes.
But you don't want him no more.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's like you dating a girl and you break up with her. And then she starts dating somebody you know and you don't like it.
Doesn't matter. Like D-Wade going to the Cavaliers. He should have known better. I love him to death, but he betrayed me.
Once you are done with him, it doesn't matter.
D-Wade going to the Cavaliers was a big mistake. Even he admits it. And it was a horrible decision by him. You have a few teams you don't go to. If you are a Heat legend, one of them was the Cavaliers. You would never go to the Cavaliers, the Knicks, or the Celtics.
If you leave 790, you can't go work for 560?
Well, no, you literally can because they're the same company
now.
No,
I'm saying before.
No, because there's only two places in town to work. I don't know. Hard to say. I've only worked for 790.
Two places in town?
Yeah.
And it's even more rare as far as sports.
What do you mean?
You only got 30 teams in the whole NBA.
I would disagree. I would say there's only six positions in when it was actually two stations. What are we talking? We're talking six shows. That's less than a basketball roster.
What is that? What?
Well, you're saying that it's rarer in sports basketball. That's not true. There's 30 teams. There's 30 teams, 15 rosters.
There's more than one other radio station.
Is there another Miami Heat? There's not the Miami Sharks I could go play for.
No, but they have radio stations all in South Florida.
Okay, so what am I going to be? Hopalong Tobes on Kiss Country? Welcome on in, everybody.
There's radio stations in Palm Beach closer to home.
No, there's not. There's like one sports station up here. It does like two shows.
So there's another one.
You know what you're doing right now? I got to be honest with you. You're making no sense.
I'm making no sense.
You're making no sense.
Why? I'm saying if you decide you don't want nobody no more and they go somewhere you don't like, you lost that right when you got rid of the person. You can't then not be happy where they end up.
Sure I can.
Then why'd you get rid of them?
We got rid of him. First of all, he barely played last year. Okay. He's making $20 million. Plus, he gave him a $20 million going away present. They guaranteed his deal this year. Okay. They didn't have to do that. Goran Dragic got an extra $20 million to be sad this year. Okay. So they bought feelings, which you can say is right or wrong. I would say that's a little bit callous, a little bit cold, but it's better to be callous and cold with $20 million. Am I right? Leroy, am I right?
No, see, I'm not going
to. Oh, really? Oh. So all of a sudden, Gogi gets a going away present. Doesn't change things at all?
What? That doesn't mean that you can't go wherever you want to go.
I think
you say they gave him a going away gift, so that means he can only go to certain teams?
Just don't go to the Nets, the Celtics, the Knicks, the Sixers.
So any team Bucks. That's good.
Just really good and in the East and the Knicks. Everybody else, fair game. If he wants to go to the West, wants to be a Warrior, cool.
Now, you're making a terrible assumption. You're making an assumption of all those teams you took off of Gogi's list that all the other teams want him.
Dude, you always do this. And you're like, you make an assumption. And maybe I am. But I also think that there's a little thing called loyalty. And I think
not
that...
Not once you get rid of a guy!
You gave him $20 million. Okay, dude?
So...
Don't go to a rival.
Oh my goodness.
I'm over it now. Like, you're the one who keeps bringing up old stuff. Like, I would take him back in a heartbeat right now. I'm the one who said I wanted him here. And you're like, whoa, he's not going to play. Oh yeah, he wouldn't play tonight? How are we looking now, Chief? Old Tobes was right. Should have gotten Gogi in the first place. But it's okay that he don't listen to me. That's fine. I'm the one who said I wanted him here. And you're like, that's a stupid idea. So who really doesn't love Gogi? Me or you? You, dude. You're a Gogi hater. Always have been, always will be.
Here we go. And you say I'm lashing out?
No, it's the truth, though. Dude. What am I sitting here arguing my Goran Dragic loyalty? I wanted him on the Heat. And you're like, what's he going to do, just sit on his ass? How are we looking now, dude? How are we looking now? How much would you like Goran Dragic tonight? If I told you Goran Dragic tonight could give you 25 minutes, how much would you like that?
I would really like to see him try to cover Jalen.
Dude. No. How much would you like in the situation the Heat are in right now with Kyle Lowry walking like he is pregnant, okay? How much would you like having Goran Dragic tonight? The answer is I would love it. Fox
did. Wiggling.
All right, Lashford and Simpson.
You've been boxed in.
I'm not boxed in.
You're boxed in. You're boxed in. You're boxed in. Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
You think Gogi would play over the guys they have playing now?
Yes.
Okay.
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 All right. I got you.
All right. Okay.
Real number seven.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, I love that single. Solid as a Rock.
Why is that?
Lashford and Simpson.
It's a point.
Point for Leroy.
I'm just going minus willy-nilly.
Minus one for giving them a pity point.
Minus one. Why
well, I gotta get? Wait a minute.
You didn't get that joke. Wait, 15 minutes of heat is next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, this is Kyle Lowry. You're listening to Tobin and Leroy on 790 The Ticket.
15 minutes.
Bum, bum. Thanks, Low Dog. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 8:30, 8:45 is your tip off tonight from that hellhole TD Garden. With all those O'Keefes. Ah, we're going to see the Larry Bird Trophy be given out tonight for the MVP, Peyton Pritchard, because he took out that guy who was too good, Jimmy Butler. Are we really going to let this go on, that Peyton Pritchard was allowed to hurt Jimmy Butler and, like, no consequences happened?
Thuggery.
Thuggery, dude. Nah, that was
Celtics
just...
resorting to the street stuff.
That was just grit and tenacity. If your knee can't stay together... because Peyton Pritchard just did a little grabby grab. Sorry.
Did you just say grit and tenacity?
That was grit and tenacity. Intangibles. Where are you now, Max Struss? Don't see many shots going in for you. That's why we got rid of you, you bum. For Taco Fall.
Is he still on that team?
No, he's just there. He goes as a fan. There was like a video this year where he sat front row and the fan was like, literally couldn't see because Taco Fall was sitting in front of him.
Yeah. Creates a domino effect too, because they gave the girl behind him like a cushion to sit on.
Like so a booster seat. Like she's a baby.
But now what about the person behind her?
Fair point. I don't know. Anyone know something? I don't want to sit in a baby seat. I'm not a baby.
Got something against babies, dude. Scolding with the headphones.
Well, especially as expensive as those tickets are.
Right. Definitely. Let's hear a little from Kyle Lowry. He was not walking great yesterday, getting off that bus, but hopefully he'll limber up tonight. Maybe he can dial it up. I don't know. He looks pretty bad. But here he is after the game, after game 5, and says that he's got to play better, flat out.
I'm out there. I got to play better in general, no matter what happens. You know, it's a team game, and we're out there together. For me, just being in the right spots defensively and setting guys up offensively. I mean, if I'm out there, I got to play and play better. It's simple as that.
Also, score. Like, could we score 1 point?
Question.
Like, can I tell you something right now?
If
hold on.
Is it the ASMR?
Yeah. What are you eating right now? Like, you are crunching right into the microphone.
He's eating fortune cookies or something.
Like, what do you got going on? Is it the pistachio nuts again?
No.
Is it Chex Mix?
No crunch.
What do you got?
I got chips.
Leroy, first of all, it's 8:30. Second of all, you're crunching right into the microphone. Like, what are you doing, dude?
It's just a good mic.
No.
No, blame the microphone.
No. 2 years away. And your radio savvy, which already had some holes in it, has gone way down.
My radio savvy, dude, is on point.
Dude, no, it's not. You crunch it into the microphone. You fell asleep.
I didn't fall asleep.
You fell asleep.
I was taking a little cat nap.
Oh, it was
cat
it was,
nap?
It was a big
yeah,
ass
but
cat.
I couldn't put the
Leroy, that's not a nap. All right.
That's not a cat nap.
You're in REM right there, dude. That's deep sleep.
You were tucked in and everything.
He's snuggled up. I've never been that cozy sleeping.
You look so peaceful.
If you had a couch in there.
So what do you have? What are those? Are those Fritos? What the hell are those?
No.
What kind of chips are those? Are those kettle chips?
Yeah, kettle chips.
Yeah, I can tell. The crunchiness that was going. I was like, ah. Give us a crunch. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's a kettle
that's
crunch.
Good. Yeah,
that's
solid.
A kettle crunch.
Is that barbecue?
Yeah. What flavor is that? Jalapeno.
No.
It's all vinegar.
Barbecue. That was the only thing that was out.
I didn't have any ham. At least it's not that Jason Tatum barbecue. I'm so sick of that commercial.
Oh my god.
What do you mean ham? Do you put ham in the chip?
No, for your sandwiches.
No, my sandwich.
Yeah.
You ever put chip? You put chips on a sandwich?
Ooh.
No.
What?
Why? Little kettle crunch on a ham sandwich?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Not a fan. Huh.
Weird place that you draw the line. Look at me like I'm the idiot.
So we're gonna see him like this.
Those idiots that put onion rings on cheeseburgers is ridiculous too.
Oh, you don't like a little string onion?
Mm-mm.
Really?
I don't mind the string onion, but I used to get one that had like a fat onion on there. I didn't like that because then the onion would separate from the skin. I got a lot going on.
Leroy's Twitch channel should be JFig. He should just be one of those bikini models that does ASMR into it while sitting in a pool. Because that's like one of those popular things on Twitch besides gaming is just
he's
like.
He's pretty much there. He's always in his jacuzzi.
Always in his jacuzzi. It should just be Leroy Horde. He's like, today's snack is pistachio.
Then he starts crunching.
Pistachios don't make noise, dude.
Oh, listen. I've heard you eat pistachios. Exactly. You sound like a woodland creature.
I wonder how much viewers he would have after his entire meal and he's just passed out in the
It would just be great. Like all of a sudden he gets a bunch of sponsors that are just like sending him snacks. Leroy, yeah. Review our chips. Leroy.
I wouldn't mind if somebody, if they send me some ham.
Even the sandwich.
What was that? Was that? You have a sandwich and chips, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my! But I thought you didn't have ham.
What do you do for lunch?
I had to go all turkey.
Wow, double turkey. Yeah, that's a good question. Turkey's what great. Do you do for lunch? Like, what time is your lunch?
Now.
This is lunch.
Wow. So you won't eat again until dinner.
No, I'll maybe snack on something at like 3 or 4. Nothing serious.
Just a couple of wings.
I'll be up at 4:30.
Definitely not serious.
I get up at 4:30.
It's true.
What time is it now?
Schmeathen says
8:30.
Leroy eats a pot roast for brunch.
Hey,
point
I did
for Twitcher.
I did. The other morning, we had what do we have? We had this place called Cilantra.
Yeah,
it's a Asian restaurant, and we had pad thai the night before, and me and Mel were in the kitchen, and she goes, "Oh, you're gonna make a sandwich?" I said, "No, I think I'm gonna eat this leftover pad thai." She goes, "At 7 o'clock? No." And she put the kibosh on it.
Wow.
I would have ate it. Food is food whenever you eat it. Who cares what you're eating? It's still
food is food. Words mean words.
I mean, wait, if you can put a egg on a cheeseburger.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
It's stupid. Egg is breakfast.
We'll take a quick snack break. Back with more after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Hope everybody is looking forward to a great Memorial Day weekend.
I am. You know who died? Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ray Liotta.
Yeah, Ray Liotta. Oh, that's Ray Liotta. Right.
Yeah. Goodfellas.
I knew his career. I knew his career was taking a turn for the worse when he went from being Mike Hill in Goodfellas, which was, you know, we actually, when I was, I think my second or third year, the FBI came in and they did a public service announcement with Mike Hill. Hmm. So the real Mike Hill, they showed a video.
Oh, nice. Former GM of the Marlins?
Huh?
Former GM of the Marlins?
I don't think it's the same guy.
What did he talk about? Did he talk about making the worst trade in baseball history?
No, he's talking about turning state's evidence against the mob.
Ooh. Oh,
gotcha.
And then his next movie, because I thought he was big time when he did that movie.
It's interesting that he turned against that evidence against the mob and also turned two superstars into nothing.
Yeah.
Like, he traded Christian Yelich for nothing, and he traded Miguel Cabrera for nothing.
Should have been arrested for that.
Really should have.
Should have. Witness protection?
Yeah.
Want a hot take?
But then he did Hannibal,
oh,
where he got his brain eaten out.
Was he the one at the end who was like drooling and he was at a...
Yes.
Wow.
When Hannibal was eating his brain.
No wonder they could take advantage of him on trades.
Jeez, you're not letting this go, are you?
You're not letting it go, huh?
I think Goodfellas is better than Godfather.
I do too.
Boom! Well, if Leroy agrees, it's probably a crazy take.
Well, because Goodfellas is actually closer to a true story than Godfather.
Nah, I just think it's great, man. So many elements to that. The door test.
Hey. Funny awesome. Like, huh? Like, ha-ha, funny? Do I amuse you?
No, it was stupid, though. It was Ray Liotta was in Field of Dreams. He was Shoeless Joe Jackson. But he's such a bad actor, he didn't even hit left-handed.
Jeez.
So it kind of ruins the movie for me.
Really?
Rest in peace, though. I'm just saying, like, how hard could it be to act hitting left-handed? Like,
today?
They had him hit right-handed? Like, big faux pas by Ray Liotta. He gets on set and goes, I don't hit lefty. What are you, Don Mattingly? You have to have a matchup there?
today.
Is that inappropriate to say?
I was saying if you're right-handed and you have to go and do something left-handed, how awkward that scene would look.
It's acting. Suck Keanu Reeves throw a game-winning touchdown.
It's a good throw.
What does that have to do with anything?
Shane Falco.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if Shane Falco was a left-hander and
Shane Falco Keanu was a left-hander.
Right-handed,
yeah, he was a left-hander.
Shane Falco was lefty.
Ironically, so is Keanu Reeves.
But Shane Falco is a fake quarterback. Like, there's not a Shane Falco. Like, he
could. Okay, and they got a fake actor to go, a fake left-handed actor to.
Vanessa goes, the man just died. Minus one for Toby.
I agree.
Right.
Minus one.
Agreed.
Like, you, just saying, like, you went all in on.
Damage is done.
Couldn't fix that in like post-production. Part of our pass, Ray.
You're the worst. You are the worst. What, like, man, you got
minus
no Kuth.
One.
No Kuth whatsoever.
What the hell is Kuth again? Huh? What the hell is Kuth?
I forgot.
I don't know what it is, but you don't have none.
You have zero.
Spell it. Oh, spell here it goes.
C-O-U-T-H-E, right? Hold on.
Nah, Kuth. No E.
Cultured, refined, well manners, good manners, or refinement.
Yeah, you got no Kuth, dude.
You got no Kuth. You're not refined.
No, dude, I got so much Kuth. So really? Much Kuth. Oh, yeah.
You're Kuthless.
You know what they call me?
No.
Kuthless in Seattle?
What?
Kuthless in Seattle?
I don't really. Minus one.
Sleep, it's not minus one.
Sleepless? That's a minus one.
Minus one.
I have Kuth, dude.
No, you don't.
I am very refined.
Refined?
Yeah.
Really?
I would have hit lefty.
Oh, no. That's...
You think you can hit lefty?
Could I act hitting lefty? Yeah.
Yes. I would bet you. I would bet you if you acted like you were hitting lefty, it wouldn't look right.
No, I could do it.
You got to swing.
It's not that hard.
Good swing. It just feels weird, actually.
Guess how many takes you get in the movie? As many as you want.
Dude, I'm telling you, you can't just go up there as a left-hander and just make it look like it's natural.
Dude, you could in a movie. For sure you could.
Really? Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know that we were doing a show with Denzel Washington.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. So Aquaman will go and he'll train scuba diving to get ready for his Aquaman role. Ray Liotta can't get to the batting cage for a couple of cuts. Rest in peace, of course.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Rest in peace.
It's so, like, wow. Dude. Man.
A couple charities here you want to attack as well, Tobin, while you're at it.
Well, he always goes after PETA. So,
well, bum franchise.
Wow.
Franchise. PETA's a franchise now.
Yeah. Oh. Bunch of show ponies, ironically. It's ironic that you want to free exactly what you are. Show pony.
Not gonna lie, man. I think you're lashing out today.
Yeah. I'm not lashing out. I'm so ready for game six. Yeah. I'm not worried at all. Okay, Jimmy Buckets is gonna dial it up. Bam Adebayo is gonna score 25 points. We
so
got this going on.
We're gonna dial up this six pack.
Ooh, whenever you want.
It was supposed to be today.
I forgot.
Then no, I ask you again. Don't tell me whenever I want. I want it today, and you didn't do it. So I'm asking you.
Wow. I don't know. Whenever you decide to not do the kettle chip challenge, I will do the golden monkey challenge.
Okay.
Now that's lashing out.
Dude, what is wrong with you today? Are you nervous?
No.
Because you're just going at everybody.
He's going to win by eight.
He really is.
You are going at everybody.
They come at me first. I'm just a counterpuncher.
Ray Liotta win it, you dude? Is that what you're saying?
Right.
It's a sports show. It's a sports movie. It bothered me. He hit righty. It's like Joe Jackson was lefty.
Oh, man.
Really? How many people watching that movie knew that?
Anybody who likes baseball knows Joe Jackson was lefty.
That's not true.
They had eight men out, which he was also in, by the way.
Was he bad lefty?
No, he wasn't Joe Jackson in that movie. Clearly didn't realize, if I ever have to do this, I should take notes.
Oh, I'm more than sure he kept that in mind. Hey, you know, in case they want to put me in Field of Dreams, Joe Jackson is left-handed.
He is.
I know, but still, you. I've seen the movie a bunch of times, right? This is the first time I'm hearing about that. And if it's the first time I'm hearing about it, I'm more than sure there's a lot of people who didn't know. So, yeah.
Right now. Headline, Ray Liotta, CBS Sports, who played Shoeless Joe Jackson in Field of Dreams, dead at 67. Kevin Costner, devastated, honors Ray Liotta. Let's see what he says. Kevin Costner tweeted, devastated to hear the news of Ray Liotta's passing. While he leaves an incredible legacy, he will always be Shoeless Joe Jackson, who hit from the wrong side of the plate. In the heart.
I knew it. Oh, wait.
Jeez.
The wrong side.
My thing is that how do you just let this just roll out? Like people who don't know you think you are really reading the internet. Like, it gets you.
I'm uncomfortable.
Hey, if you're not used to it, it'll get you. It'll sneak up on you because he'll be looking at that screen like he is reading. And there ain't a damn word on that screen.
I'm reading it right now, dude. I'm reading Kevin Costner's tweet.
Kevin Costner chose to use this moment. Wasn't he the director?
He might have been the director, but there was a scene where he throws batting practice to Joe Jackson with a sack of balls on the hill, and he goes and throws him a pitch. Joe Jackson's hitting righty, hits one right up the middle to Kevin Costner. So that's probably why he was embarrassed, because he probably couldn't do it as a left-hander, which I would say to Kevin Costner is you got to get a new actor. Rest in peace, though.
Clearly, yeah. At that time, Ray Liotta was hot.
He was a great actor, don't get me wrong, except not a great method actor, you know?
Method actor? Okay, when you had an Oscar vote, like that you talking about great acting and actors?
I took Will Smith's.
Huh? Did you? Yeah.
They gave me Will Smith's.
Just forfeited it over. Well.
Oh my goodness. You are impossible.
Was this inappropriate?
I think so.
What?
I think you may be the only one doing this.
I apologize.
I'm like sliding back just in case I don't get hit by no shrapnel.
It was just Ray Liotta. I didn't know that there was like a probably the wrong day to have my Ray Liotta Joe Jackson take.
Probably, dude. Probably.
Being that you're the only one who probably remembers that.
Oh, people remember it, dude. People remember.
Who? Did you watch Field of Dreams, Marcos?
No, man. No.
You didn't see Field of Dreams?
I just pretty know if you build it, they will come. Cornfield, I get it.
Liotta did have one regret from his performance. I'm not even making this up. I'm reading this right now from the Huffington Post. Liotta did have one regret from his performance. Jackson hit lefty while Liotta himself was a righty. Although he tried to learn to hit left-handed, it didn't work out, and he had to move back to his natural side. Quote, to this day, I regret it because I'm a bug. I make sure that things are accurate. There used to be Monday Night Baseball. And they were talking about the movie, how wonderful the movie was. And some announcer who shall remain innocent says, yeah, but Joe Jackson was batting the wrong way. Well, he didn't come down from heaven either. Well, it sounds like he was lashing out old Ray Liotta. Like, I cared, but I didn't care that much. I mean, Joe Jackson didn't come back from the dead either. I was like, all right, dude. Well, listen.
So as easy as you made it sound, the actual actor was telling you how bad it looked and how difficult it was.
Yeah, well, guess what? Sorry, you know, figure it out.
That easy, huh?
Figure it out, dude.
How long would it take you to look good as a left-handed hitter?
Couple cuts. Couple cuts, dude.
Prove it.
Couple cuts.
Yes. Wait. That's what we need to do.
Couple cuts.
Prove it. We need to go to a batting cage and watch old L Dummy over here try to swing left.
Bring it on, dude. Bring it on. After the NBA Finals, after the Heat win it.
Okay.
We'll go.
All right.
I got more information on this. He says, for a month, I was batting left-handed and throwing right-handed. His coaches was a coach at USC, Rod Danger, who cares about his name, and a Baltimore Orioles coach. They trained him for a month, and then finally the director saw it, and the director said, Nat, do you mind if it doesn't matter if it's historically accurate. So they made me go right-handed.
Oh, so
because
that,
he looked so, terrible bad left-handed.
So he deflected on the actor, on the director. All right.
I'm just saying, like, I'm gonna dump everybody this thinks, you know, it's easy to do.
I gotta say something right now. God, I'm really sorry about this. Rest in peace, Ray Liotta. I don't believe that he trained for a month. Okay. I don't believe it. I think he was a Hollywood hotshot. I think he says, I got this. And then,
hey,
said,
I know. I tell you what. What? I was at a game where Carlos Baerga hit a left-handed home run and a right-handed home run in the same inning.
That's cool.
Yep.
Should have had him play Joe Jackson.
Really?
Minus really? One.
Carlos Baerga. And now playing the role of Carlos, playing the Joe Jackson, Carlos Baerga. Really? You going to do that?
Carlos.
Might as well have me do it. How about Ken Griffey? He's actually left-handed. How's that going to look?
Now, Ken Griffey, that's a baseball
Fresh player. Prince did get a new Aunt Viv.
True. She was shades different.
We'll take a quick break. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.